Wherever cancer is, Hancock Health will fight. In any part of you and in all corners of East Central Indiana. From Indianapolis to Greenfield to Knightstown to Rushville. From hospital rooms to family rooms, we fight. With technology and medicine, with care backed by the wisdom of Mayo Clinic. For you, for your family, and for your future in Rush County. We fight cancer here. HancockHealth.org/cancer.
We spoke yesterday, briefly, and I thought it required a little more drill down, about what's happening in the medical profession, where wokeness is way too prevalent in medical schools and other places, and there's not enough focus on, well, medicine. We've got hospitals going without medicines all over the place, the actual drugs needed to care for patients. But they all want to make sure, don't forget to tell your patients your pronouns. I find pronouns to be wholly insulting when you tell me your pronouns. And if you go to LinkedIn, like if I go to my LinkedIn page, when I'm there, it'll tell me, if I click on my profile, at least it was doing this yesterday, don't forget to add your pronouns. Well, when I am on LinkedIn and I see somebody showing me their pronouns, I find myself less inclined to work with them because they are concerned about things that I find absolutely unconcerning in the workplace. To be clear, I don't care about your pronouns at all. And I have never once asked you to care about mine. You can call me Tony. You can call me Mr. Katz. You can call me Sir. You can call me Capo de Tutti Capo. You can call me the King of All England. Which would be awesome because me with cape and scepter, I am badass. I am the James Brown of a new generation. I know that's cultural appropriation, but that's another subject for another day. When you share with me your pronouns, you tell me your virtue signaling, and I don't consider that virtuous. I consider that something I don't want to work with. And I would caution people against the idea of sharing your pronouns. It doesn't make you good. It makes you seem desperate for attention, as opposed to letting your skill speak for itself. And then you can do in the bedroom whatever it is you like. You can live your life however you see fit. I care for the hiring about the skill. I'm a simple guy. I'm very clear, very focused. While hospital groups want you to want to make sure you're using the proper pronouns with your patients. If you're in a hospital, what you should be caring about is getting well. It doesn't matter what they call you. The proper pronoun? I don't want a doctor worrying about my pronoun. I want my doctor making sure that they don't amputate the wrong leg or I get the right prescription for whatever it is that ails me. But medical schools more and more and more are pushing this idea that the wokeness matters most. William Jacobson, he is Cornell Law Professor, the mind behind LegalInsurrection.com, a regular guest on Tony Katz Today. He runs a site called CriticalRace.org, Critical Race Training and Education. And he has been exploring what's going on in medical schools. The obsession with social justice and race-focused activism, as he states, being imposed on students, faculty, and staff, is creating a problem because the schools are not interested in the medicine. A black man presenting with X and a white woman presenting with X may have different needs based on being a black man and a white woman. If you want them to be treated the same in terms of respectfully, that would make perfect sense. What argument are you making that somehow that's not happening? The doctor isn't treating everybody respectfully? This is your argument? This is a nonsense, Ibram Kendi, nonsense anti-racism bullcrap argument. Anti-racism is racism, by the way. I know people will tell you otherwise, but they're wrong. Oh, I have met quite a few diversity officers now, and they all give me the same look, and I'm like, take me on. You may be a very nice person. Your position should not exist. No diversity officer position should exist. Because that is a level of wokeness. That is a level of posturing that provides zero value. It provides zero value to be even thinking about DEI in terms of medicine. Doctors in a Minneapolis medical center or medical school having to talk about the horrors of what America has done to the indigenous population. You mean the horror of the totality of human history? People conquering other people? They got conquered. That's what happened. And today, here we all are. And Americans aren't going anywhere. It's like the people who believe in Reconquista, Mexico should take back California. Oh, you can have it back. But we're pulling every piece of copper out of the ground. We're burning down every building and we're going to salt the earth. You get the land back. You figure out what to build. Can't have the wealth. That's ours. I mean, if you want to play it that way. By the way, ours would be Americans. If you think Mexico should have the land back, they can have the land back, but they can't have any of the improvements that Americans made on the land. If you think doctors are bigots, I don't know what to do with you. And you're just putting it out there. We have to do this. You have to use your pronoun. We have to have some form of mandatory CRT-related student training and coursework, as if somehow that's going to create better doctors. No. No, it doesn't. More medical training can create better doctors, though. We're focused on the wrong things. We're focused on the wrong needs. The black patient, the white patient, the Asian patient, the Hispanic patient, the gay or straight patient needs to be cared for based on what their issue is. If you ask me, should everyone be treated well? Yeah, everyone should be treated well. You're telling me that the doctors aren't treating everybody well? Well, I've seen doctors not treat my own mother and father well, and they're white Jews. The doctors are anti-Semites?